In the mid-1960s, about 650,000 people lived in San Antonio, a population that's about half of what it is now. So the idea of inviting the entire world to a big event in 1968 was a pretty bold one.
It was like, what? There's going to be a World's Fair in Texas? And it's going to be in San Antonio? I was real surprised.
Urban planner and writer Sherry Kafka-Wagner helped promote Hemis Fair. She says two strong personalities helped move the project forward. One was the city's congressman, Henry B. Gonzalez.
He was the one who figured out this was a possibility, what the kind of requirements would be, that we could meet those requirements, that you could put it together, and what it would mean for the city.
The other was Pat Zachary. Retired TV executive Bill Mall says Zachary had a specific vision for Hemis Fair.
And the Hilton Palacio del Rio was his recognition that we had insufficient hotel space.
In 1967, Zachary visited a hotel at Montreal's World's Fair, and he was inspired to build one for Hemis Fair.
And you know, at that time, you've got to understand, San Antonio did not have major hotels. And so that was a big step forward to have that Hilton Hotel.
Planners decided to build Hemis Fair on a 92-acre site southeast of downtown. Sarah Gould at the Institute of Texan Cultures explains that land was already home to more than 2,000 families, German, Polish, Mexican-American, even Chinese. Congressman Gonzalez helped secure federal funds to buy out the owners.
Not necessarily at market rate. I mean, it was, we're making you an offer, you take it or leave it. And so everybody who lived in the area had to move out.
The site was razed and only 24 structures were left standing. Architect O'Neill Ford included them in his master plan, which featured bold structural designs, including something unique, an inspiration from Seattle's World Fair.
Quite frankly, if you look at the Space Needle in Seattle, and then you look at our Tower of the Americas, you can see the connection.
In part two of our series, San Antonio faces a fundamental problem. Hemis Fair's theme was a confluence of civilizations in the Americas. A hopeful theme, celebrating many cultures and many races. But would that mean anything in a community still in the grips of racial segregation? Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.